Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright day across Israel, with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. A warm breeze is expected in Haifa, making it a lovely day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, from I-24 News, red alert sirens sounded in Eilat due to drone infiltration. The IDF reports alerts in the north were triggered by a rocket fired at forces in southern Lebanon. No casualties have been reported. This was earlier today. Also, according to Walla, Benny Gantz spoke on 10.3 FM. He warned that Israel has not maximized military achievements and criticized the agreement with Iran. That was earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that the emerging U.S.-Iran agreement faces opposition in Israel and Iran. Opposition leader Lapid says it fails to meet Jerusalem's war goals, while protests erupted in Mashhad. Separately, JNS notes that Israel expects Iran talks to address the nuclear issue. Defense Minister Katz pledged that the IDF will not withdraw from security zones in Lebanon, Syria, Gaza, and Samaria. This was from earlier today. And finally, Axios reported that Iran fired missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. This action could disrupt negotiations and reignite conflict. That was in earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. I24N EWS English reported just minutes ago that the IDF identified two aerial targets landing near the Lebanon border. No casualties were reported. Eyal Yacobi, a social commentator, posted just minutes ago, imagining people enjoying an NBA game while a genocide occurs in Gaza. IL Red Alert posted 25 minutes ago that the Home Front Command declared an all-clear in several areas following the recent incident. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Eilat, I-24 News reported that drone infiltrations are becoming more frequent. The IDF remains on high alert, focusing on border security. This raises concerns over escalating tensions in the region. Turning to Benny Gantz's comments, Walla highlights his critique of the U.S.-Iran agreement. Gantz insists that Israel must not rush into agreements that do not fully secure its interests. His remarks come amid political debate about Israel's strategic direction. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel discusses the U.S.-Iran agreement. Opposition leader Lapid argues it lacks concrete measures for Israel's security. Protests in Iran reflect internal divisions on the agreement's terms. These tensions could complicate diplomatic efforts. In a related development, JNS reports on Defense Minister Katz's firm stance. Katz emphasizes the importance of maintaining a strong military presence in strategic areas. This aligns with Israel's broader security strategy amid ongoing regional instability. Finally, Axios highlights Iran's missile attack on Israel. This marks a significant escalation since the ceasefire. Such actions threaten to derail current diplomatic negotiations and increase the risk of conflict. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that WhatsApp blocked a new Pegasus-linked phishing campaign. They plan to seek sanctions against NSO for violating a permanent injunction. NSO faces growing scrutiny over its practices. Separately, Globes reports that Simad Holdings has filed for bankruptcy in the U.S. Owners Michael and David Shapsos reportedly emptied the company's cash reserves. This development could have significant financial repercussions. And finally, Ynet Business reveals that the average high-tech salary in Israel hit a record high of $13,310 in March. Salaries rose due to annual bonuses reflecting strong sector growth. This highlights the robust state of Israel's high-tech industry. That's your Israel 18 News update for the morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.